Pakistan's southern Balochistan and Sindh provinces are used to heavy rains during the annual monsoon season, but this year the floods are much worse than normal. The United Nations estimates more than 2.5 million people are affected. It says up to 400 people are dead and more are missing. It reports that nearly 400,000 people are homeless. UN Emergency Relief Coordinator John Holmes says the biggest slice of the $38 million appeal will go toward restoring people's livelihoods as quickly as possible. That means bringing the devastated agricultural sector back to normal. The next biggest need is for shelter. He says hundreds of thousands of homeless people are living with friends or relatives. Many are living in school buildings or in makeshift roadside shelters. He says this is particularly unpleasant as people are forced to endure scorching heat and dust storms. Holmes says health is another important consideration.
So far, we don't have any reports of outbreaks of communicable diseases, but the risk is obviously very high given the conditions of hygiene in the affected areas and the monsoon season, very high heat and humidity conditions. So we're doing our best to make sure that doesn't happen and to be ready for any outbreaks that there might be. And the other major item is water and sanitation. Many water sources have been destroyed or very badly affected. There's a need to provide immediately fresh water, but also a need to restore and repair the water sources as fast as possible.
As always in emergency situations, Holmes says women and children are the most vulnerable, and they will need special care. He warns the situation of the flood victims will deteriorate further unless the international community acts quickly.
The conditions are pretty desperate, I think, for people, particularly in these early stages. And psychologically, I think people are very, very devastated. Flooding isn't entirely unknown in the area, obviously, but these are much worse than they've seen before. Entire villages disappearing underneath the mud, essentially, in some places. So this is very devastating, and the recovery will be extremely tricky.
Although the waters are receding, weather forecasters predict more heavy rainfall in the next 2 months. The pressure on dams and levees is very strong. Aid officials are afraid extra flooding will occur as dams break. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.